Texas is in perpetual drought, punctuated by times of flood. So important that throughout our state, we have early warning systems so that families and communities know what's coming and they can prepare.
We actually are in Flash Flood Alley, and before Hurricane Harvey, the record was 1978 flood here in Bandera County, where we had unconfirmed reports of 50 inches of rain in the western end of the county. I was told that this river here, which is basically a stream, had the flow of the Mississippi during that flood. Traditionally, first responders had to go out and position themselves at some of the low water crossings to see the water levels so they can understand when it was time to shut down that low water crossing. Now with the predictive model of this project, they'll have a better understanding is, hey, when this hits a certain level, that already needs to be shut down. We saw a need for a flood early warning system so we can get people and property out of harm's way before the floodwaters come. When we saw that problem, we went to USGS and they brought us a solution. Water Development Board gave us the funding to get it done.
In Bandera, they're using real-time stream flow gauges in conjunction with flood inundation mapping to give emergency management the type of information they need to help the public to know when flooding is occurring ahead of time and be able to get out of harm's way. The flood inundation mapping are visual so that as you look at them, it's easy to see where the flooding will occur during different rainfall events.
Throughout history, Uvalde County has had some tremendously great floods. Any given weekend during the months of summer months from Memorial Day to Labor Day, that period of time, our county population truly doubles because the influx of people that come in to the county, to the rivers, to enjoy the rivers, and we want them to come, but we want them to stay safe as well. In 2016, Uvalde County made an application to the Texas Water Development Board for a flood early warning system. We got it online in February 2018. We have all this technology that we're depending upon to help notify people in order to save lives. And if we don't have a good infrastructure, if we don't have a good tower that's dependable, that data may not be transmitted properly. The site that we're using right now on Kennedy Mountain, number one, it's old. Also, there's a tremendous amount of other agencies, other firms transmitting right there off that mountain. And we needed to rebuild the tower because of the aging factor. And number two, we thought, well, if we're going to do that, let's look at a spot that we can isolate ourselves so that our alert system could be more dependable. The Flood Infrastructure Fund was a tremendous fit for the tower. It just kind of pieced the whole thing together.
So a great example of using the resources of the Texas Water Development Board, the Flood Infrastructure Fund, to be able to pull together technology and the actions of emergency management to protect the public.
The reason we invest in flood mitigation is simply to save lives.